growing up, it was part of the overall mix of things on children's television, just that. But all this stuff about Coronation Street, you know, this past week, I mean, not that I watch any soaps at the moment. The only soap worth anything was The Archers on the Radio, but there we are. But I can remember revising for my O-levels and taking a break out from revising to watch Coronation Street. So there's that aspect of it. Then, you know, again, I'm thinking back to the flat in London. It was football on the Sunday afternoon. We all recover from our hangovers, as I mentioned, and watch the football. So that's part of leisure time. Evenings, if there's not a lot else going on, then yeah, sit and watch TV. And again, comedy featured quite a bit then, The Good Life, and Dad's Army.
And has it affected you actually going out to do things or not, do you think?
No. It's never inhibited that at all. At least I can't think of anything. I remember one occasion, it didn't influence me. Well, it did influence me, sorry, it's the wrong way of saying. Again, student days, so it had been late 60s. The Beatles film, was it Sergeant Pepper? There's a Beatles film being shown on TV on Boxing Day for the first time. And I was looking forward to this. And then my brother and his then fiance turned up, and the then fiance was very much into her soap operas, and Peyton Place was on, and it clashed with this. And I was furious because my mother decided she'd prefer to watch Peyton. So I stormed off up to the pub. But no, I don't think television is, as far as I can recall. No, I tell a lie, it has. And going back to your first question, but influence of television. The Ryder Cup, the recent Ryder Cup, now that would be one that will live with me for a long, long time. And we would do, still fighting, we would do to go off to Bath on the Monday morning, the Monday that the Ryder Cup overran, and we delayed our departure till 4:30 till it was over and done with. So yes, it has influenced specifics like that.